KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have clear skies. It's 3 degrees above zero. We look forward to be mostly sunny here today with a high of 20. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A traffic stop on a vehicle in Shenandoah early this morning resulted in the arrest of a Nebraska woman on drug charges. According to the Shenandoah PD, a vehicle was pulled over at around 12:30 a.m. in the 200 block of West Valley Avenue. Upon further investigation and the deployment of the Shenandoah canine Argo, officers arrested 20-year-old Harley Collier of Omaha for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Collier was transported to the Page County Jail, where her bond was set at $1,000. A man from Pottawatomie County died Friday afternoon during a single vehicle rollover accident in far northwestern Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol reports 61-year-old Rodney Lee Smith of Council Bluffs died when the 2013 Jeep Cherokee he was driving left the eastbound lanes of Interstate 680 near mile marker 1, crossed the median and westbound lanes of traffic. The SUV then entered a field and traveled for some distance before striking a ditch and rolling over. That crash happened around 4:40 p.m. Smith, who was wearing his seatbelt, was pronounced dead at the scene. The crash remains under investigation. The Iowa State Patrol was assisted at the scene by deputies with the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office, along with Crescent Fire and Rescue. An accident involving a moving truck Friday afternoon damaged a local business here in Atlantic. According to Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Kennan, a U-Haul truck turning a corner clipped the roof on the corner of the building at 603 Poplar, which is the home of Princor Financial Services. The business is owned by certified financial planner Mark Smith of Atlantic. That accident happened around 2:15 p.m. There were no injuries reported. Kennan said a tow truck was called to remove the moving truck, which was wedged under the roof at the corner of the building. The incident caused some of the rear tires of the truck to be lifted off the ground. There are no other details currently available. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County said an Oakland woman was arrested Thursday evening on 4 counts of child endangerment without injury. 26-year-old Alexandra Diane Sturm was arrested at around 7:10 p.m. following a disturbance at a home in the 100 block of Kearney Street in Oakland. Sturm's husband called authorities to say his wife had been home all day drinking alcoholic beverages and was extremely intoxicated. The husband indicated their 4 children, ages 8 and 5, were dropped off by the Riverside school bus at around 4 p.m. The husband didn't get home from work until around 5:15. When deputies spoke with the woman, they noticed she had a strong odor of alcohol, had difficulty standing and finishing her sentences. She admitted to consuming alcohol prior to her husband arriving home. Sturm was booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail without incident. Sheriff's officials in Mills County say a Glenwood man was arrested Thursday afternoon on a warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of leaving the scene of an accident. 33-year-old Zachary Dean Anderson was being held at the Mills County Jail on $160 bond. The Union County Sheriff's Office says a Lorimore man was arrested Thursday night on a warrant for violation of a pretrial release. 27-year-old Caleb Benjamin Fredrickson was arrested at around 10 p.m. at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on the Union County warrant. Fredrickson was being held in the Union County Jail on $50,000 bond. Elsewhere in state news, authorities late last night issued an Amber Alert for 2 Polk County boys who were allegedly abducted by their biological mother on December 28th. 12-year-old Morgan and 11-year-old Landon Griffin are believed to be in a brown 2003 Chevy Suburban with Iowa license plates CRY371. They, along with their mother, 32-year-old Mary Purcell, are believed to be on their way to Minnesota or Oregon. If you see those subjects and or the vehicle, call 911. Landon and Morgan are mixed race, Asian and Caucasian males with brown hair and brown eyes. They stand between 5 feet 3 and 5 feet 4 inches tall and weigh about 135 to 140 pounds. Marcy Purcell is a white female with brown hair and green eyes. She stands about 5 feet 2 inches tall and weighs around 150 pounds. A man who was fleeing from police in eastern Iowa late last night has died in a crash that also killed another motorist. The Iowa State Patrol reports 31-year-old Troy C. Marvin of Cedar Rapids was driving a 2007 Chevy Silverado pickup being pursued by Tama police when the pickup T-boned the driver's side door of a 2007 Chevy Impala at the intersection of 4th and Beautiful Street in Tama. After the impact, both vehicles left the road and struck a utility pole before rolling several times. The accident happened just before midnight. Neither Marvin nor the driver of the Impala, 25-year-old Ian Halverson of Tama, were wearing their seatbelts. Both men died at the scene. The crash remains under investigation. A truck driver was hurt when his vehicle collided with a train near the northwest Iowa city of Remsen. That crash happened Friday morning at a rural crossing north of Remsen, a Plymouth County community about 30 miles northeast of Sioux City. The patrol says the driver, whose name was not released, was taken to a hospital in Lamar's where he was being treated for broken legs and other injuries. It's not clear how the crash happened. The westbound train was hauling corn syrup. It was the second time in a week that a train had crashed into a truck in Plymouth County. On December 30th, a Union Pacific train hit a trailer in Lamar's, cutting the trailer in half. Progress continues on the Nishna Valley Trails Incorporated Troublesome Creek Connector Trail. Dave Chase, president of the Nishna Valley Trails Group, said the projects are carried out in increments because of the costs involved, not to mention the engineering aspect of the entire project. Chase said donations help to make progress on the trail possible, including the recent funding from TS Bank and Atlantic through their community support program.
That just fuels that fire, as I told the people from TS, that this just re-energizes us that have been working on it, these projects for so long, that let's get a little bit more done.
TS Bank's provided a $7,500 donation, which will allow for the engineering and construction of a 150-yard section connecting existing trails.
Troublesome Creek Trail is basically done, and the whole idea there was to link up with the trail system at the Atlantic Municipal Utilities wellhead site. Well, there's about 150 yards along Olive Street there that we were not able to get funded. So the $7,500 is going toward the engineering and the development of what we're going to call plug the gap section to get down to the AMU trails, which are going to be hard surface. There's more of those trails going to be hard surface this coming year. So if we can get that linkage, then we'll have our 6-mile contiguous loop system within the northern part of Atlantic.
Chase said later this spring a kiosk will be set up across the street from the KJAN studios that will provide information about the area trails and their locations. So far, nearly 2 miles of paved trail have been created to connect the two trails, including a 160-foot-long pedestrian bridge that spans the Troublesome Creek behind the KJAN studios. The project began about 7 years ago and is expected to be finished later this fall. If you'd like to contribute funds for the trails, you can send your checks to Nishna Valley Trails, Post Office Box 496, Atlantic, Iowa 50022. You can also contact Dave Chase at 712-243-2444 if you'd like to donate or find out more about the trails project. In our funeral announcements, Lorraine Gentry, age 101, of Corning, died December 31st at Corning Specialty Care. Funeral services for Lorraine Gentry will be today at 10:30 at Redeemer Lutheran Church in Corning. Pearson Family Funeral Service in Corning has the arrangements. Charlotte Shepherd, age 81, of Walnut, died December 29th at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Charlotte Shepherd will be today at 10:30 at First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Merlin Slugger Noland, age 63, of Adair, died Wednesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Services for Merlin Slugger Noland will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair, with Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair in charge of arrangements. Clara Carney, age 86, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Oakland, died Monday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Clara Carney will be today at 11 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church. Recon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Rosa Hunter, age 91, of Panora, died Wednesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Rosa Hunter will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at St. Thomas Lutheran Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has the arrangements. Marie Hatfield, age 81, of Messina, died Tuesday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Oneida. A memorial service for Marie Hatfield will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Brian Bogie, age 64, of Harlan, died December 17th in Thornton, Colorado. Memorial services for Brian Bogie will be on January 14th at 2 p.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Patricia Schwartz, age 83, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A visitation with the family of Patricia Schwartz will be held January 16th at 6 p.m. at the new Heritage House Multipurpose Room at Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Donald Donnie Stormer, age 80, of Elkhorn and formerly of Atlantic, died Friday at Salem Lutheran Home. Cremation has taken place and no services will be held for Donnie Stormer. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of the news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.